Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all's lost, it's perfect, converting the soul. Y'all's testimony sure, making wise and bold. Y'all's statutes are right, rejoice in the heart. Y'all's commandment is pure, enlightened in the eyes. The fear, y'all clean, enduring forever. The judgments of y'all true, and right is only to the praise. Y'all. First and foremost, all praise to Yah, creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that in them be. Yah's law is perfect, converting the soul. Yah's testimony sure, making wise and bold. Yah's statutes are right, rejoice in the heart. Yah's commandment is pure, enlightened in the eyes. The fear Yah clean, endure forever. The judgments of Yah true, and right is only to the praise. Yah, praise Yah. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. First and foremost, all praise to Yah, creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that in them be. Scorn is reviled, Yah's biz, the Yah, dissolve him like fizz. Let me tell you who he is, the Almighty, El Shaddai, he who sits on high, El Elyon, the Most High, Elohim, Shalom, Yisrael, Yahweh, Eloheinu, Yahweh, Yah, to glorify, Yah, that is my job. Yah's one, arm, leg, arm, head is done. JC, Yah, the cross, so we never won. Our people calling on deities, blind, deaf, and dumb. They use with the cough, image to rest this for the heat. Why my people so blind that they can't see what's right under their feet? Clear as the concrete, I'm a hunter for the lost sheep.
Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise
fool. Y'all statutes are right, rejoice in the heart. Y'all commandment is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear y'all's clean, enduring forever. The judges of y'all true, and righteous all together. All my people say, praise y'all, praise y'all, praise y'all, praise y'all. Praise y'all. Yeah, all my people say, praise y'all, praise y'all, praise y'all, praise y'all. Chef of Law to the Most High, Yah.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I am Moray Isha Yisrael from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street, here to bring you Nothing But the Truth. And we'd like to say shalom to everyone that is tuned in our internet audience, for we know the only reason that you have tuned into our program is because of your great fear toward the mighty Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, and the only redeemer of Israel in the world. Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And it is Yahweh who has ordained us to bring you his truth. And that's what we will do. And today, this evening, we will discuss Yah's law. Because as it says in Psalms, Psalm 19:7. The law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. Yes, the law of Yahweh is perfect. It converts the soul. And the law of Yahweh is all we need. Even though for many years it has been taught to the world that the people make the laws, and it is the people that should have decision in the laws that govern the world, that it should be by the people, for the people. Even though the people were created by Yahweh. So whose law do we want to deal with? Many years, for many ages, people wanted to deal with the people's law. They want to deal with how they see things. Yet, how is the people's law doing for you? How is the people's law doing for the world? If you look in the book of Isaiah, the 24th chapter. And here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 24, begin reading verse 5, where it says, "The earth is also defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant." And in verse 4, it says, "The earth mourns and fades away. The world languishes and fades away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinances, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore has the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left." Why? Because the people transgressed the law, broke the everlasting covenant. And whose law? They transgressed Yah's law. For it is Yah's law that holds this world together. The people's law is not what holds this world together. If you look again in the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, it says in verse 13, "Therefore, Yahweh said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of man," which means man's law. Your heart is very far removed from the Creator once you adhere to man's law over Yah's law. Because the people's law is not what holds this world together. And why is this important? Especially at this time. This happens to be the time of Yahweh's season called the Feast of Tabernacles, or the Feast of Ingathering. But it's the end of the year, and it's a time where our people gathered together and dwelt in booths. And let's look at this. In the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 33 reads, "And Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles, the 7 days unto Yahweh. On the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious or servile work therein. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. On the 8th day, there shall be a holy convocation unto you, and you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. It is a solemn assembly, and you shall do no laborious work therein. These are the feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh, a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice and a drink offering, everything upon his day. Besides the spots of Yahweh, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vows, and besides all your free will offerings, which you shall give unto Yahweh. Also on this 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep feast unto Yahweh 7 days. On the first day shall be Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. And you shall take you on the first day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before Yah your Elohim 7 days. And you shall keep it a feast unto Yah 7 days. In the year it shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. You shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelite born shall dwell in booths, that generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh your Elohim. And Moses declared to the children of Israel the feast of Yahweh. And in this seventh and final holy day of the Most High, the children of Israel are to dwell in booths and remember that Yahweh had us dwell in booths in the wilderness. And while we were dwelling in these booths in the wilderness, what was the children of Israel being exposed to? What were they learning? What were they receiving? What was their experience? And what was Yahweh teaching them? I'll show you what Yahweh was teaching your ancestors in this season of when we dwelt in booths in the wilderness. And in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, we'll be reading the first verse where it reads, "All the commandments which I command you this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore unto your fathers. And you shall remember all the way which Yah your Elohim led you these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and to prove you these 40 years to know, so that you may know that it was in your heart whether you would keep the commandment or not. And he humbled you and allowed you to suffer you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you knew not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yah does man live." And this is what Yahweh was teaching us in the wilderness while we were in booths, tents, portable tents that was able to go from place to place, not a house with 2 and 3 floors, 1.5, 2 bathrooms, an island in your kitchen, finished basement with a man cave. None of these things that you fantasize about for your living space did any Israelite have for 40 years in the wilderness. Nor did we even eat bread. We didn't even eat the bread that you bake in the oven. For 40 years, there was no hamburger buns. There was no hot dog buns. There was no Subway. 40 years. You was not able to have a Philly cheesesteak or a chicken sandwich for 40 years. No bread. And no wine. And no house. And no car. But just a booth, the clothes you left Egypt with, and the one thing that we all need forever. And that is every word that come out the mouth of Yah. And this word that come out of Yah's mouth is his law. If you look in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, verse 20, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Not only is Yah's law our life, but Yah's law is light. You cannot see, you cannot perceive, or understand a thing without the law of the Most High. Our people in the wilderness for 40 years, as we dwelt in booths, learned the law of Yah. Which is why there is a law given for this time. And it's in the book of Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter. Verse 10, it reads, and Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel has come to appear before Yahweh, your Elohim, in the place which he shall choose, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and your stranger that is within your gates, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear Yahweh your Elohim, and observe to do all the words of this law, and that their children, which have not known anything, may hear and learn to fear Yahweh your Elohim, as long as you live in the land where you go over the Jordan to possess it. So the Most High wanted your 7th year, the Sabbath year, to complete with the hearing of the reading of the entire book of the law. And the 7th feast day is to remind the children of Israel, we dwelt in booths, to remember how we lived when we were in coming out of Egypt. Because the way we lived coming out of Egypt is what gave us our teaching, gave us our culture. And what is that? In the book of Micah, this is truly the culture that Yahweh wanted you to learn and wants us to learn and understand at this time. In Micah 6, verse 8, it reads, he has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does Yahweh require of you but to do justly, to be upright, to do the right thing, to be righteous is what Yahweh requires. Righteousness should be a cultural practice of Israel, to do justly and to love mercy. Yeah, if everybody in the wilderness, every Israelite in the wilderness dwelt in a booth, even the Ark of the Covenant, the thing that inhabited the commandments of the Most High, the most holy articles of the Creator, even the altar of Yahweh, even the mercy seat, even the place where Yah met with Moses in the wilderness was a booth, a tent, a portable space that moved once you took it out of ground. It was an extravagant tent, and its extravagance was because of its holiness. But nevertheless, it was a tent. Everybody dwelt in a tent in the wilderness. Nobody had a 15-story tent. Everybody dwelt in a tent. And the Most High wanted you to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your Elohim. And you can't get more humble than living in a tent in the wilderness. This is a humble living arrangement. One day, you're living by the big rocks, and then the next day you're living by the sand dunes. The next day you're living by the cactuses, and the next day you're living by the scorpions. You're just in the wilderness, moving from place to place, so you can humble yourself. The Feast of Tabernacles is not to get haughty and out of hand and start dwelling in booths as if this thing was some high, haughty affair. This was so we could remember how Yahweh brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. He had us dwell in booths when we came out of Egypt. And it was just him and the children of Israel. Yahweh showing us his law. In the culture, Yahweh wanted you to learn and wants us to learn because of his good holy time is righteousness, mercy, and humility. This is how Israel should be. Humble, merciful, upright. Look in the book of Proverbs, I think I want the 11th chapter. Yes, Proverbs, the 11th chapter, verse 17, where it reads, "The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubles his own flesh." The merciful man doth good to his own soul, and the law of Yahweh teaches you mercy. But he that is cruel troubles his own flesh. He that is mean, cruel, he is just downright evil. He troubles his own flesh. When you're merciful, you're good to yourself. And how more merciful can one get than doing the law of Yahweh? Than walking in Yah's law. As was read earlier, Yah's law, the law of Yah is perfect, converting the soul. Yahweh's law will change your soul, will heal your body, will relieve your spirit, because his law is merciful. And we're to do good to our own souls if we do this law. But what does man's law do for you? Man's law is not good for your body at all. How can it be? Man's law teaches you to be and do whatever you want to yourself and to anybody else. Man's law is an abomination. In the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, verse 1 reads, "Hear ye now the word which Yahweh speaks unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith Yahweh, learn not the way of the heathen." If the Most High commanded us to not learn the way of the heathen, then why is it that we're always trying to deal with the way of the heathen? Man's law is the way of the heathen. Man's law is the epitome of the way of the heathen. There's not one law in the laws of man that are better, more suited, or more perfect than Yahweh's law. How can man make laws better than Yah? Yah said, "Do not learn the ways of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain. For one cuts a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with an axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it moves not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them. They cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. Man's law will have you worshiping an idol. Man's law will have you following the star constellations." That's what man does. Yah's law is above man's law. How do you go to someone with man's law and try to call it Yah's law? Well, that's what many people are doing today with the teachings that they're giving you. Many people are learning the precepts of man and calling it the word of the Most High. But no, it's not the word of the Most High. It's nothing but a fraud. Yahweh, he doesn't have any mistakes in his law. There is no book of amendments in the law of the Most High. Yet in every man made constitution, there's an amendment portion. The country, the United States, has up to 27 or 28 amendments to its very own constitution, which they call the greatest document written. They think is the best thing since sliced bread. Their constitution. But what is the constitution doing for this country today? And what is the constitution doing for the people of the Most High? Not the Constitution, nor the Magna Carta, or any other government document that calls itself a code of laws is doing anything for Yah's people, except exactly what the men made it wanted to do, which is oppress you. Man's law is oppressive. How do we know that? Because this is exactly what Yahweh let us know about this man's law in the book of Daniel. The 7th chapter, verse 23 says, "Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of the kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after him. And he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change time and laws. And they shall be given unto his hand until a time of times and dividing of time." So you see, this man's law, which Yahweh called a beast, was to be wearing you out, to speak great words against your Elohim, to change times and laws. Even in the book of Daniel, the 8th chapter, around verse 22, it says, "Now that being broken, whereas 4 stood up for it, 4 kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, but not to his power. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors have come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper in practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper, and in his hand. And he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall he destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand." This also is speaking about this man. And he's saying, through his policy and through his ways of peace talking, he's going to destroy people. He's going to oppress the saints of the Most High. He's going to destroy the mighty and the holy people. That's you. And by how is he doing this? He's doing this by his law, but not by Yah's law. And what we need to understand is, even though the Most High has given this man an opportunity to practice this devious work, it was still given by the Most High. And this is what it says in the book of Daniel, the 4th chapter. Verse 17. Let this matter be by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he will, and sets up over it the basis of men. And you got to be a super low person to rule over these kingdoms, because Yahweh is letting this wickedness prosper for a time. And why is he letting this wickedness prosper for a time? Because in his law, he let us know what he would do. In the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter. Verse 23 says, and if you will not be reformed by me, by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then will I also walk contrary unto you, and will punish you yet 7 times for your sins. And I will bring a sword against you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when you are gathered together within your cities, I will send a pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of your enemy. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and you shall eat and not be satisfied. And if you will not for all these listen to me, but walk contrary unto me, then I will chastise you 7 times for your sins. And you shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall you eat. And I will destroy your high places, and cut down your images, and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols. And my soul shall abhor you, and I will make your cities waste, and bring your sanctuaries unto desolation, and will not smell the savor of your sweet odors. And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbath as long as it lies desolate. And you are in your enemies' lands, even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbath. As long as it lies desolate, it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbath when you dwelt upon it. And upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness in their hearts, in the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as a fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when none pursues, and they shall fall upon one another, as it were before a sword, when none pursues. You shall have no power to stand before your enemies, and you shall perish among the heathen. and land of your enemies shall eat you up. You see, the Creator allowed us to be devoured by our enemies, and they're not the righteous type. The wicked are the sword of the Creator, rendering the punishments on his people. Yahweh did all of this and is doing all of this. Therefore, in order for us to escape of the wicked in their hand, we must return to Yah's law and do Yah's law and walk in Yah's law. Because it is only through Yahweh's law do we have life anyway. Yah's law is the law that teaches us truth. Look in Psalm 119. Verse 142 says, your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is the truth. You cannot say that about the Ohio Revised Code. You cannot say that about the Constitution of the United States. Yahweh's law is the truth. Man's law is a bold-faced lie. It is only because of man's law and people following after man's law do we have the confusions we have now, even amongst the children of the Most High. You have Israelites that want to follow after man. They'll tell you time and time again that they're following Yahweh. But they're definitely not. At any point in time when somebody tells you they're following the Creator, yet their ways are the same as the man that hates Yah, you know they're not following the Most High. You can look in the book of Proverbs 21. Verse 30, it says, there is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against Yahweh. Meaning, there's no wisdom you could bring that's going to be able to hold up to the word of Yah. Look, this man will tell you that right now, or a few days ago, it was called Rosh Hashanah, they called it. This man called it Rosh Hashanah, which means a new year. First of the year. Head of the year. And they say it is a new year. This is what this so-called Jewish man said. Rosh Hashanah. And it was the same time many Hebrews said they were celebrating the feast of the Day of Blowing of Trumpets. It was neither Rosh Hashanah nor was the day blowing the trumpets. And why not? Because this is what man's law said it was. Yahweh's law had it at a different time. And not only is it different, It's not the head of the year. The seventh month is the end of the year. That's what we read about the Feast of Tabernacles at the end of the year. In the year of release, the end of the year. Yet, this man tell you it's the beginning of the year. And if you parallel your days, your time, with his, then you're not following after Yah's law. But you're following after man. You're not listening to what Yahweh told us in Jeremiah to not take on the ways of the heathen. But we are taking on the ways of the heathen. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter, verse 2 says, "For you are a holy people unto Yahweh, your Elohim, and Yahweh has chosen you to be a peculiar people unto himself, above all the nations that are upon the earth." So we're peculiar, we're meant to be, we're holy, we're set aside. That lets you know right there that anything that is done in the fashion of the heathens, it cannot be the way of the Most High. You heard the mores in the last couple days teach about darkness. Well, look what it says about darkness in Proverbs, the 4th chapter. Proverbs 4 states in verse 13, "Take fast hold of instruction," which is the law, "let her not go, keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. For they sleep not unless they have done some mischief. Their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fail. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as a shining light." And then I tell you, Yahweh's teaching us to be just. His law gives you the ways to righteousness. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. You cannot have wickedness and be dealing with the law of the Most High. And the man's law, contrary unto Yah's law. That's why it's wicked as opposed to righteous. That's why Yah's law is light and man's ways are darkness. You can't see following in man's ways. How could you? When man does not keep Yah's law. Man's law just leads you into the path of evil. And not into the path of this light that the law of the Most High will provide for us. So even though we try to say, yes, the law of Yahweh is being kept by a lot of people. No, it's not. Yahweh said that we're holy. Yahweh said that we're peculiar. So if you're going to do the law of Yah, then it has to be holy, and it must be peculiar. You'll always know when it's not the law of Yah when you see man doing it. Man teaching it. Unless, of course, that man is giving all glory to Yah. But man's law don't want to keep the Most High's law at all. They walk contrary to the word of the Creator. So how do you return to the Most High and put down man's law? In the book of 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. I'm going to show you this because this is going to give you a perspective of what a lot of people don't actually want to do. In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20 says, "And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Yehudah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe Yahweh, your Elohim, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so you shall prosper." Yahweh, he's telling you, look, you got to listen to his law, but his law, it's coming from his prophets. Yeah, his servant, his messenger is the one you got to listen to. And you'll prosper. Not only listen to, you got to believe him, and you'll prosper. But this is where the culture that Yah is trying to teach you about walking humbly with Elohim really kicks in. Because who wants to listen to another person? And what is the most famous rebuttal that we hear when we say, hey, this is the law of Yah? They say, no, that's your law. I don't trust in man. I ain't going to listen to no man. But you've been listening to your own foolish heart this whole time. You've been listening to another man this whole time. You've been worshiping a false man, a pitcher, a hippie on a stick this whole time. But when Yahweh sends his messengers, now I ain't going to listen to no man. Well, that's not what Yahweh said. Now you'll understand why Yahweh says this. Because Yahweh wants you to walk humbly. And what's more humbling than listening and believing another man? In Malachi, the 4th chapter, verse 4 says, "Remember you the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments." The Creator, he even named his own law after a man. Because this is who he sent to deliver this law. You don't want to listen to the law of Moses. You don't want to listen or believe Yah's prophets. But there were people that thought it wasn't a good thing to not listen to the law of Moses. And what did Yahweh do to these people? He swallowed them up in the earth. And why? Because they came against Yah's prophet. And what was Yah's prophet doing? He was just giving the people the word of Yah, the law of Yah. Check this out in the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter. In Numbers chapter 15, start reading at verse 32 where it says, "And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation. And they put him in custody because it was not declared what should be done to him. And Yahweh said to Moses, the man shall be surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp. And all the congregation brought him outside the camp and stoned him with stones. And he died, as Yahweh commanded Moses." See, this law is given by Yahweh, but he told it to Moses, and Moses put it to us. Moses always sought to see what Yahweh had to say. He didn't want to go on saying anything of his own. Look in the book of Leviticus, the 24th chapter. In Leviticus chapter 24, verse 10 reads, "And the son of an Israelite woman, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the children of Israel. And this son of an Israelite and a man of Israel strove together in the camp. And the Israelite woman's son blasphemed the name of Yahweh and cursed, and they brought him unto Moses, and his mother's name was Shiloh, the daughter of Debri, of the tribe of Dan. And they brought him in custody, that the mind of Yahweh might be shown them. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, bring forth him that is cursed outside the camp, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head, and let all the congregation stone him. And you shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, whosoever curses his Elohim shall bear his sin. He that blasphemes the name of Yahweh, he shall surely be put to death. And all the congregation shall surely stone him, as well as the stranger, as he that is born in land, when he blasphemes the name of Yahweh, shall be put to death." And why? Because this was the law, and this is the law of the Most High. And who did he tell it to? Moses. And they had to wait until they can hear what Yahweh had to say about the thing. And Moses simply was delivering the word of Yah. And if you want to know Yah's law, it is imperative, essential, required to go to Yah's messenger. If you want to hear the word of Yah and know what Yahweh has said and how Yahweh has told you to deal with his word, then you must hear it from a messenger of the Most High, a teacher of the word of Yah in the law of the Creator, because that's how Yahweh had it designed. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, verse 9 says, when you have come into the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you, you shall not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you one that makes his soul or his daughter, his son or his daughter, to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. These are all customs of the people, and they base their calendars off of these things. They base who they want to date and who they want to be married to off of these things. They base their lottery numbers off of these things. They base their lives off of charmers, consulters of familiar spirits, wizards, necromancers, enchanters, divination, witchcraft. This is what their life is based off of. It's not Yah's law. But what did Yahweh say? He said in verse 13, you shall be perfect with Yahweh your Elohim. For all these nations which you shall possess, listen to observers of times and to diviners. But as for you, Yahweh your Elohim has not allowed you to do so. But he wants you to be perfect with Yahweh. Yahweh wants you to be perfect with him. And how can you be perfect with Yahweh if you're following after a clearly imperfect law? As was read in the beginning of the program, Yahweh's law, the law of Yahweh, is perfect, converting the soul. So what's the best way to be perfect with Yah? The only way is to keep Yahweh's law. It's perfect. If you do what Yahweh's law say do, you'll be perfect. And he said in verse 15, Yahweh your Elohim will raise you up a prophet from among your brethren. Why? So you don't have to go to a necromancer. So you don't have to listen to a witch. So you don't have to become a wizard. So you don't have to be an observer of times. He'll raise you up a prophet. Like unto me, unto him shall you listen, according to all that you desired of Yahweh your Elohim in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the word or the voice of Yahweh my Elohim, neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not. And Yahweh said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto you, and he shall speak in my name, and shall come to pass, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whoever will not listen to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. So you see, Yahweh already has laws put in place for how we're even to learn and hear and receive the word of the Most High. And that's by his prophets, his messengers. So does that mean we have messengers of Yahweh today teaching us Yahweh's law today? Yes, it does. That's exactly what it means. Did not Yahweh have prophets in captivity before? Of course he did. Look in the book of Ezekiel. In the book of Ezekiel, the second chapter, verse 1, it reads, chapter 3, in verse 4, and he said unto me, Son of man, go get you unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words to them, for you are not sent to a people of strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many people of strange speech or of a hard language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely had I sent them to you, they would have listened to you. But the house of Israel, they will not hearken unto you, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. See, the Most High knew what Ezekiel was dealing with. He knew that they, the children of Israel, weren't going to listen to him. But he told them anyway to go to the people of the captivity. And as it says in verse 15 of chapter 3, and I came to them of the captivity at Tel Aviv, that dwelt by the river of Chebar. And I sat where they sat and remained there astonished among them 7 days. So he went to the people of the captivity to speak the word of Yahweh, to give them Yah's law, Yah's truth, Yah's light, Yah's wisdom. Because that's what Yah's law will provide you with. Yahweh's law is perfect, converting the soul. And that's why Yah said, every word of Yahweh shall man live, and not by man's law. And until tomorrow, you'll hear some more words of Yah. But Yahweh loves you very much, and so do I, and so do all at the house of Israel. Praise Yah. Shalom.
Yah's law is perfect, converting the soul. Yah's testimony sure, making wise the soul. Yah's statutes are right, rejoicing the heart. Yah's commandment is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear Yah's clean, enduring forever. The judgment to Yah, true, and right the soul in heaven. Praise Yah. First and foremost, all praise to Yah. Creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that in them be. Scorn is reviled, Yah's biz, but Yah dissolve him like fizz. Let me tell you who he is, the Almighty El Shaddai, he who sits on high, El Elyon, the Most High, Elohim, Shalom, Yisrael, Yahweh, Eloheinu, Yahweh, Yakai, to glorify Yah, that is my job. Yah is one, arm, leg, arm, head is done. JC, Yah, so we never won. Our people calling on deities, blind, deaf, and dumb. They use with their cause and misdirect this for the heat. Why my people so blind that they can't see what's right under their feet? Clear as the concrete, I'm a hunter for the lost sheep. Send it out, step a lot to the most high. Y'all set the most soul, make it wise to move. Y'all statues are right, rejoice in the heart. Y'all commandment is pure, enlightened in the eyes. The fear, y'all clean, endure forever. The judgment of y'all true. Right, all together, praise y'all, praise y'all, praise y'all, praise y'all.